Sophia, by W.B. Screws. The Pilgrim's Messenger. Have a pattern of sound words which you hear from me, in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. -11 Timothy 1:13. Published monthly by W.B. Screws, Glenville, Georgia. 25 cents a year. Volume XXIX. January, 1950. Number 6. Entered at the post office at Glenville, Ga. As second class matter. Sophia is the Greek name for wisdom. In the Proverbs, wisdom is word pictured as a woman, talking to us. She tells us a good bit about herself. The Lord created me the beginning of his ways for his works. He established me before the eons in the beginning, before he made the earth - before he made the abyss - before the fountains of water came forth - before the mountains were settled, and before all hills, he begat me. She goes on to say that when he prepared the heaven she was with him, and when he strengthened the clouds above, when he secured the fountains of the earth, etc. she was with him, arranging all. He took delight in her, and she rejoiced in him. The passage, personifying wisdom, is quite interesting. When we act with wisdom we make the very highest and best use of knowledge. We may know things, but using that knowledge to the best advantage - that wisdom. All that God does is done with wisdom. He makes the very highest and best use of what he knows. He never acts foolishly. Wisdom marked the very beginning of his ways. When he started to build the universe he acted wisely, and every step was with wisdom. There was nothing that could have been done in a better way. No one knows the length of time employed in creating the heaven and the earth. But it is certain that God did not make it out of nothing, as is sometimes supposed. Paul says that all is out of God. Every part of the universe was made out of God. The language of our text is largely figurative. But it gives an idea, suited to our mentality, of the steps taken in creating the earth. One thing is outstanding - God acted with wisdom in every step. Not only was wisdom the guiding principle in the creation, but it is also paramount in the operation of the universe. This is true, not merely in the movement of the planets, but also in the plentiful supply of every kind, that may be converted into tangible and usable provision. I have said that faith plays a big part in such conversion. Faith is that mental and spiritual power that enables us to reach God and use what He has made for us. There is always plenty of food and other supplies to take care of human needs. Yet, not all humans get their part. This is due to the lack of wisdom on the part of man - it does not denote any lack on God's part. There is plenty for need. There is not enough for greed. If man had the wisdom necessary the whole human family would be fed and clothed. But greed is not in line with wisdom. Wisdom had plenty of health in the universe. Intelligence is universal. Every provision is made. But the lack of enjoying this provision is due to the unwisdom of man. It was not a lack of wisdom on the part of God that caused him to make man so he would miss the mark. There is to be a perfect creation, in which will be no missing. The present one must know the pain of going astray, so as to fully appreciate the good that God has for mankind in the future. But, while the present creation is marred from the viewpoint of man, it must never be so from God's viewpoint. So, at the disruption of the world - when missing the mark began - he regarded Christ as already slain. He had been purposed before the times of the ages, and now God could reckon his blood as shed - he was a lamb slain from the disruption - and, although his blood was not actually shed until much later, yet God was able to look upon every man as perfect in Christ, even though, in themselves, they were missers. This is why Paul could say that he was presenting every man perfect in Christ Jesus. In order that his Son should receive all honor, God has made him wisdom to us. This is in the matter of salvation from missing the mark. No man is wise enough - nor can be - to keep from missing the mark. So Christ, who rescues us, is wise for us. As a matter of fact, every human missed the mark when Adam missed it. We do not have the wisdom to enable us to get on the road. Christ is made wisdom, righteousness, holiness and deliverance for us. But I see no reason why believers might not obtain some wisdom as to the manner of their lives. Since they are in touch with God, through Christ, why should they not imbibe some of His wisdom? And, as a matter of fact, all mankind is regarded as perfect in Christ, whether or not they know it, and I see no reason why all might not act wisely to some extent, as regards their living here and now. Sophis, or wisdom, is calling to all dash talking to all. She is on lofty eminences and stands in the midst of the ways. She is available to all. If we don't learn wisdom in one way, we should in another dash either by oral teaching, or by reading, or by experience. She speaks truth, and declares right things. What she says is evident to those who are able to understand. Sophia says that it is she who enables kings to reign acceptable, and chiefs to do justice. There have been wise rulers. They were actuated by the spirit of wisdom. Blessed is the human who hearkens to her, and keep her ways. Many ills and troubles might be bypassed by such an attitude. Much of our sickness is due to unwise thinking and doing. We bring many pains on ourselves, not only as regards bodily suffering, but also as to our suffering in spirit. How foolish it is to continue to do that which we know will cause deep regret. Regret means dissatisfaction and that brings much trouble, not only to our spirit, but also it invites bodily disease. By foolish thinking, and by unwisely letting our emotions become upset, we have much trouble ahead. It is easy to convince people that unwise eating and drinking bring disease. But it is hard for them to realize that unwise thinking does the same. And this in spite of the fact that the scriptures say that a merry heart is good like a medicine. To go about life in a depressed state of mind, and with dark forebodings, is the very thing necessary to bring on ills. It is unwise, when the universe is so beautiful, and there are so many things for which to be thankful. Recently I had an experience of this. I had to seek surgical help for a stone that was lodged and could not pass. I was determined to not say I was sick. To me, that is a poisonous word. I did not fight against my condition. I maintained that I was well, and I was well. I did not suffer. I refused to fight against my environment. I had to stay away from home almost a month, and in a hospital for 10 days, yet I was happy, contented, and engaged all the while in trying to do something for others. What relief in forgetting to be sorry for myself, and in ministering for others who were in much worse condition. My days in the hospital were mostly spent in ministering the word to other patients. One of the nurses asked me how I could be so cheerful. I told her that, in the first place, 100 people were praying for me dash and these included my wife, my children and my grandchildren dash and in the second place, I was, as always, expecting the best dash never thinking that anything very bad was going to come to me. I know it is part of the wisdom to always expect the best. Wisdom dictates that while we are making money, as many have been doing, making more than ever before in their lives, we should save part of it. The opposite was true of many whom I know. Although they made more money in a day than they formerly made in a week, they had no more saved than was the case when they were making less. The inevitable rainy day came, and they were frantic. No job. No money. Wisdom would dictate that such a condition be taken to the Lord in prayer. Instead, there was worry and headache. Despair filled many a life. No wonder wisdom says that those who hate her love death. When we disdain to love her words, everything worthwhile dies, and our existence is dreary, indeed. Yes, wisdom is crying to the sons of humanity. Will they listen? Return to Main Index page